This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dish back on the air. How you doing, Elise Riley?
I'm good. Glad to be back on.
It's usually our vlogcast because we do have, thanks to our wonderful software, StreamYard, we have the capability to do virtual video and we can pop it up and we can show everything we're talking about. We can show each other. However, today we're seeing cartoon Elise in some of the clips that we're going to see out on social media. And why is that? You said you were melting.
Yes, I am physically melting. Our AC decided it was going to go out on what I'm convinced are the hottest days of the year so far.
Couldn't happen last weekend. No.
I know, exactly. And so, yeah, no, there's this whole not just mom look. It's like that sweaty, I have no AC mom look, and that's just not happening.
Well, I had the hair up earlier look, no makeup, taking my kids to school in my beach dress, and I had leggings on. Not leggings, I had my yoga pants on, like the Adidas with a stripe down the side. So I was thinking, I'm not going to see anybody. I'm just going to take the kids to school. I'm going to go to the grocery store, come home. I went to a grocery store that's about 5 miles away from the house, not ones right near the house. So I'm like, I'm not going to see anybody I know. Well, I didn't see anybody I knew, but I did see the need for help because my battery went. That's what it sounded like when I went to start the car. Carload full of groceries, go into the grocery store. I'm not even going to say their name because they advertise with us. And I asked one of the service managers. He goes, I don't think I have those. Ask one lady at the checkout and says, hey, do you have jumper cables? She goes, no. He goes, sorry, can't help. I'm like, oh. I just dropped $90 in your store, but you can't help me. Okay. So I went down to the Home Depot, which was a few stores down. They were falling all over themselves to help. So I thought that was great. And in the meantime, I had like 10% battery on my phone. I was texting with Elise. I'm like, almost home, but the battery on my car decided it didn't want to go. You suggested me calling a friend of mine that I reconnected with recently. You're like, just call him up, see if you can help. I'm like, no, I look like crap and I don't want to be that girl.
It always happens when you look like junk. This never happens when you're on your way to an event and you look so good. No.
Coming back from an event, remember last year when my other car died?
Oh, yeah.
I was dressed up in a formal gown.
Yes,
but that's
yes,
a different story for a different time. However, you're like, I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to be that girl because I feel stupid sometimes around them anyway. So I would get made fun of, A, for the way I look, for the fact that my battery, I know it needed to be changed out and I haven't changed it out. I'm doing that right after we do the podcast because right now in my driveway, my car, they told me not to turn it off so the battery can charge up. We're recording a podcast. My car is running outside my house right now. So jokes on anybody that wants to steal my car at this point because it won't start back up.
Oh, yeah. You won't get far.
You won't get far unless you're taking it to a chop shop. And then you're helping me out because I want a new SUV anyway. So you're just helping me out.
Exactly.
Great. My insurance company is going to use this as Exhibit A. They're going to have this as Exhibit A when my car goes missing. Young lady, you told someone to steal your car. No, I didn't. And then I'll say, wait a minute. Did you just call me young lady?
Oh, do you listen to our podcast? Thanks.
No, right? Right? Thank you for listening. Have you subscribed? Speaking of which, if you are listening for the first time, thanks for joining us on the Divas Dish. I am Cherie Taylor. She is Elise Riley. She is the weekend diva of Magic. I used to, for the longest time, said I was a midday diva. I am the afternoon drive diva. I am rocking you on the way home. We decided to change things up. Barry McKay is now middays, which is great because Barry's got that chill, hang out in the office voice. I've got the spastic, I'm ADHD, I got something to say voice. So it makes perfect sense. I'm having a blast doing afternoons. I know Elise has a fun time filling in for me when she does afternoons for me, and I've got vacation time coming up.
I do. I'm so excited. I was just telling someone about that yesterday. She was mentioning that she remembers a bit that I did when I was on for you in January, and she's like, when are you going to return to weekdays? And I said, well, Cherie's got some vacation coming up in 2 weeks, and so I'll be on that Thursday and Friday, so you can look for that.
Definitely. I will be listening to you on the Odyssey app because I will be on island time. I haven't decided if I'm flying down to Florida to see one of my best buds, Beth, who moved away from Greenville. So she moved away from Greenville, but I found out how to find her. So I'm going to either to Florida, or the two of us are going to find ourselves in the Bahamas or something, because I was recently seeing someone and we were supposed to go on our first weekend trip right after Radiothon. Elise was a part of those text that when things started going downhill, and Elise knows how I get when things don't go the way as planned. I'm go with the flow, but you go over there while I stay right here.
Yeah, that did not go well. Thankfully, we had Radiothon to get us through and a good distraction.
It was a great distraction. Dude, like I don't take his calls now. I don't talk to him. It's actually kind of funny because I'm a big fan of Scandal. So I'm just thinking, like, the time they stuck Jake down in the hole and he was gone from Olivia's life for a while, I'm thinking he's Jake down in the hole at this point.
Oh, he's not going to come out of this hole. Just bury that hole. Just walk off.
Yeah.
Just walk away.
Yeah. You're good, dude. Yeah, that doesn't work for me anymore. I'm like, yeah, that's great. That's great. Yeah. And don't promise me the beach and then pull it out from under me. Don't.
Mm-mm. Yep.
I can go to the beach myself. I can go to the beach with my girls. And that's exactly what we're doing. And we are going to talk about some fun things going on. I have, instead of like, you know, there are people that put their drama out there on Facebook. And of course, I'm kind of doing some of my drama on the podcast, but not too much. I'm very private about my real life. I have my tribe of people, as I say. And speaking of which, Miranda, who also works with us on our sister station, The Block. So yesterday I was out on my morning run, and after I got back in my car, she called me immediately. She said, you're off your run. I've been giving you a couple of days. How was your weekend? I blew her mind with the details. She goes, girl, what? And I'm like, right? You have no idea. And she goes, so you're not taking his calls. You're not talking. No, don't do it. Don't do it. Mm-mm. We talked about how things don't work out for a reason. And we discuss reasons and stuff like that. We also discussed having your girl tribe. I highly recommend having your girl tribe. A lot of people put their junk out on Facebook for everybody to see. I have my group text, Elise and Jenna and Julie and Sarah. However, I have my group that I keep up with what's going on. And I totally believe in that. And this morning, I saw something that Julie posted on Facebook, and she said we could talk about it. We could use her on the podcast. Elise, how are you with caffeine? You know, I as you grab some coffee and I grab my watered down Red Bull.
It's okay. This is watered down too.
It's watered down, but it's still got caffeine in it, my dear. Mm-hmm. Still has caffeine. Bing. Cheers. Here we go. Ready? Bing. Cheers. Bing. Anyway, so my girl tribe, we always share stuff. And of course, if somebody puts something out there on Facebook, we'll like girl tribe it, send it over into the group text. Everybody has an opinion on it. However, this morning it was just between you and Julie, because Julie said last night she went to a painting class. I applaud her for getting out. She's going and doing so many great things because she had some other stuff going on in her life last fall. But then I'm not going to go into. But she's doing these things and putting herself out there and doing things. And she actually went to a painting class. And a lot of people sip wine during these painting classes. Oh, no. She decided to go for a double shot coffee at 6:30 at night during a painting class.
No.
Elise, do you want to share what happened?
No, this poor girl did not sleep. She said she got to work 30 minutes early because she was awake. That would be me.
And she cleaned the house beginning at 4:30 in the morning. I'm like, girl, I will give you my keys. Come clean my house at 4:30 in the morning. Nobody will be in your way.
That would 100% be me. I can't even have a coffee at 3:00 in the afternoon.
I don't.
I can have it first thing in the morning, sometime before lunchtime, and that's it. Because it'll hit me just like that.
Wow. No, give me caffeine anytime when it's ready for me to go to sleep. I will settle down and go to sleep. Unless my mind, it's not the caffeine that keeps me up. It's my mind so much. My mind runs over and over and over and over and over in loops.
Yes.
So anyway, Yeah. So anyway, a couple of weeks ago, we were texting about something and you're like, I can't sleep through this. And then Julie replies back and says, no, I can sleep through a hurricane. Yes, she can. I know that because she and her daughter and their dog and her son all came to visit. And so we had like a whole weekend getaway and everything, everybody chilling out at my house. Well, Julie slept in the room with me at the time I had a king size bed. So not only was it Julie, it was also her daughter at one point that jumped in the bed, and both dogs, her dog and my dog, all sleeping in the bed. Julie woke up and she was like, I'm so refreshed. I cannot sleep if there's that many people around and people flipping and flopping and stuff like that. No, I am so used to just my bed, my space. That's it. So Julie's like, oh, no, I can sleep through a hurricane. It is true. So finally, she jinxed herself.
Oh, yeah. She's definitely eating her words today. I bet she is so exhausted right now.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to go to bed early tonight for sure.
Well, she has to be out in the field today, too, because she actually is a property assessor for Spartanburg County. So if you see someone out assessing your property for taxes and she's taking a nap, don't judge. Don't judge.
She got a double espresso at 6:30 last night.
She's going to kill me for that, but she said we could use it. So there. I have the text. That is the same thing as a binding contract.
It's true. So, and I have a witness. Your witness. I'm right here.
Okay. And this is something we have not talked about on air because there's some people that feel one way. Some people feel another way. Tomorrow, I am having number two, shot number two. You've already had yours. You're a week and a half out from that, right?
Yes. Mine was last Monday.
Okay. And the CDC this week said that if you are fully vaccinated, waited the 2 weeks after your final vaccination, then you should be good to go to be around people without the mask on, as long as it's not in a big crowd of people. This, that, and how do you feel about that? Because I feel like we're kind of getting back to normal.
I know. I am so ready. My husband is already, he's diabetic, so he was in an earlier round than I was.
My parents, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he is already fully vaccinated. His has been like a month. And so my 2 week is this coming Monday. We're actually going next weekend on like a little trip for our anniversary up to Asheville. Yay! And I'm so excited because it's like a little bit has been lifted off, like a little bit of a weight. And so I'm so thankful and we're so excited to get back out there. We've really missed being a part of society.
Me too. Because it's like when I saw you last week for Radiothon, Elise and I talk every day. I think you talk to me more than you talk to Colin most days.
Probably.
I talk to you more than I talk to. I talk to my children a lot, but I think I talk to you and my girl tribe more than anything. But you specifically more. You and Jenna are the two that I talk to the most. But, oh my gosh, when I saw you last week, I couldn't stop hugging you. Oh my gosh. And you're not a hugger. And guess what, Tootsie Pop? You hug too.
I know. Well, because it's been so long and
you're a T-Rex hugger usually. You know what I'm talking about. You're a T-Rex hugger.
Yeah, I'm normally not into that at all. Winston decided he wanted to give a little pig snort over here.
Do people need hugs and licks? I can do that. Winston. English bulldog.
Oh my gosh.
My English bulldog says he's ready to give cuddles at all times. Snoring next to me. So if that noise does come through, that is in fact my English bulldog sleeping next to me.
It's not the extra coffee gurgling around in your tummy.
No, it is 100% Winston.
Yeah, I remember when you got Winston, you said, oh, Winston's never going to get on the furniture. Winston's never going to do this. Winston is going to do what Winston wants to do.
Yeah, Winston runs the house pretty much, him and Sookie.
Oh, yeah, and Sookie is like, what, 3 ounces now? 4 ounces? Oh my gosh. Do you have both of them next to you? Him so precious.
Oh yes, there they are.
So instead of doing Wet Nose Wednesday for right now, we have our own Wet Nose Wednesdays because we all have rescue, well, except for Sookie. We all have rescues that live in our house. Oh my God, is he licking the microphone? That is not ice cream. It is not. What is wrong with you two? You guys know what a microphone is by now.
He eats anything.
Oh my gosh. So I had a conversation with our big boss man, Super Dave, yesterday. And I said, so blah, 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 because I can announce now because it's official. his wife, Stephanie, is coming on board to work with our sales and promotions department. And I said, Dave, for the past 7 years, I have a situation. I have been your work wife for years. I have been the one that keeps you straight at work. Am I still allowed to be your work wife now that your actual wife is working with us?
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
And now he goes, but the title still stays. I said, but she's going to be there. And God bless the woman. I'm thinking she needs a break from him. But he says that she's going to be virtual. So she's going to be working virtually. But I get that. That's great. They have two little ones.
They do. And they have a new baby. So
they have a new baby. Yeah. So Steph has three babies.
Yeah. She's got more than just this new job. She's got a lot, lot to handle.
The two little girls, Livy and Madison, they're perfect. It's the big kid I'm worried about with her. So he told me I get to keep my work title. And I go, well, you know, Dave, I'm technically virtual too. He goes, for now. And I'm like, no, I was like, Dave, I already told you I'm going to be all over the world. We've already done that with contracts. I can be wherever I want. I'm getting my shots. They put chips in me. Let me ask you this too. This came up in a conversation yesterday. So I was jokingly saying when someone got their first shot, I said, so how many chips do you have in you now? And the reply was at least one for every three-letter agency. But I don't know, maybe something for Google and Amazon. I thought that was brilliant.
I mean, wow. That makes a lot of sense.
How cool would an Amazon chip be, Elise? I'm saying, how cool would that be?
Amazon always seems to know exactly what you need, and then they put it on your social media as an ad. So,
but what if they put it on your front porch before you even type it in? Ding dong, there it is. How cool would that be?
I mean, that could be really awesome. I do need a new car seat, Amazon. You hear me? You just want to show up on my doorstep.
You know, I made the mistake when I was getting ready for my beach trip, as we'll call it, the beach trip that didn't happen, but it was cold and nasty in Charleston. So I don't care. I didn't miss out on much. Okay.
And anyway, you got to see that awesome cover band instead.
Oh, yeah, I did. We're going to talk about that because Twisted Todd, that's on our sister station, The Planet, who we keep saying is going to come on as a guest diva. I talked to him this morning. He said he's all for it. Just let him know.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, so I'm going to talk about Todd in the next segment because it's huge what they're doing and what they're going to, because live music coming back. So we're going to talk about that. However, weather was sucky, so whatever. So I got to end up with my neighbor, got this message on my phone, Van Halen cover band coming to the area. And it was like a month or two ago when I saw it. And I was like, yeah, that I might be interested. Click, okay? Didn't think anything about it, whatever. So anyway, message came up on my phone just a little bit after 7. Don't forget about this tonight. And my neighbor and I were going to go out for margaritas anyway. So I screech out. I said, girl, this is the universe talking to us. Let's go. She's like, okay, it's music. Let's go. So it was a fantastic spur of the moment thing. Great show. It was Van Halen tribute cover band, whatever you want to say. But it was a great show. So anyway, fast forward, Twisted Todd sends out this mass email to everybody at work. We get these chain emails, and sometimes they're funny, sometimes they're serious, but Twisted Todd is in a band, and they play a little bit of everything, and he talks about band. He even does like the praise band at his church. I'm Episcopalian. I don't know what that means, but I know it's like a rock and roll band, right? Is that what that means, Elise?
Yeah. Yeah, they do full band worship music. It's really cool.
That would never happen in an Episcopal church, but I can kind of see where you're going with that. So he talks about doing that, which I think is awesome anyway. So he shoots over because my kids will be taking music lessons this summer. And my youngest is switching over from drums to the bass and he's left-handed. So we got to find him a left-handed bass. So it's like the universe just keeps talking to me. And I think I finally cleaned out my ears and started listening. Anyway, so he put up this video in that mass email to everybody at work yesterday and says, I know I'm not grandstanding, look at me, but this is kind of cool. It's a tribute we did to Eddie Van Halen. And I look, and I've known Twisted Todd for like 10 years, okay? I know he plays. I don't know why I didn't make the connection. There he is, boop, 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 left-handed bass. And I'm like, yep. And I send him a text. I'm like, why didn't I know that you were left-handed bass? He goes, you know I'm a lefty. I'm like, oh, yeah. I didn't quite make that connection. So that was my dub la moment. So anyway, so he starts sending me this footage of these places where I can find left-handed bases for Bennett, this, that, and the other. It was just like the universe lining stuff up. I have another friend that was helping me too, which was great, which has been so helpful. But just getting them straight. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I keep asking a million questions, but I want to make sure I get it right for the boys. So anyway, so this whole thing, it's kind of cool. So he sent me a new shopping obsession because it was a link to a music store where you can buy equipment and at a really good rate, and they do financing. I'm like, oh, you should have never, ever, ever, ever shown me that part right there. Because you know how I am when I buy like studio equipment, because I've decked out my whole home studio. It's crazy. Oh, yeah. I mean, I've even got like the beach behind me. See?
Oh, yeah. I know. It's so fancy. We've talked about that before, how that's your late night, like normal people buy things, you know, on Amazon, you buy equipment.
So if I buy something mm-hmm. I like, I'm like, you need this too. And it'll just show up at your house a few days later. I love that. Cause you're always like,
oh yeah,
you've been shopping again, haven't you? So I think I'm going to get one of those Amazon chips in me. I'm going to ask tomorrow when I get my second shot. That was a long way just to get to that. I'm going to ask if I can get one of the Amazon chips in me. And then that music store that he sent me. Yeah, I'm thinking I'm gonna need a chip for that. So just show up.
Yeah, you know, once the boys get into music like that, it's quite an investment. So it's probably a good thing you have that.
Yeah, see, Austin has two guitars. He has an acoustic, which he started playing when he was in second grade. Bennett drums. I think Bennett started maybe first or second grade with drums. But the way Jeff and Lori, his teachers, taught, they taught everything. So, I mean, he did the whole Babaloo, Ricky Ricardo thing. And he went through the music store the other day. Yeah, we were looking at basses. He kept going back to the drums. I'm like, honey, I know. But it broke my heart because like, there was this beautiful drum kit that he sat down to. And at the beginning of it, he goes, you got this. And grabbed the sticks and just started playing. I was like, oh, my God. I sent it to his dad. I said, yeah, this.
Oh, I hope Ella plays. Ella wants to play the piano. And so I feel like that's a good place for her to start. So hopefully maybe this summer, there's a couple people in our neighborhood that they teach piano lessons. So
I grew up playing piano. I play clarinet and I sang. So yeah, I guess that makes me a triple threat. I'm not sure how the clarinet plays into triple threat, but anyway, but my best friend played bass guitar growing up, Jennifer. So, and then I actually, when I told Chris, her husband, Jennifer passed a few years ago. You know that, but mm-hmm. listeners may not know that. She passed a few years ago, but I told her husband, Chris, the other day, I said, the boys are taking music lessons. Their oldest, Logan, takes percussion in school. The youngest, Grayson, is now playing piano. I'm like, well, you know, Grayson takes after his mom, but nobody will touch the bass. Nobody wants to play guitar. And I'm like, she was so naturally gifted. Her whole family is like, they play by ear. They are so musically talented, everybody in that family. Okay. It's like the Van Traps, but not set in Austria. Okay. And they're not escaping the Nazis. They're just jamming all the time. That's the way her family was.
Well, I mean, at least you can form a, family band with her family now that they have other instruments.
You know what? That's what Miranda said. Miranda's like, hey, you're going to have a family band. I know you can sing, Cherie. I'm like, yeah. So like, you know, maybe I can get a bus and we can be the Partridge Family.
I mean, any way to make extra money these days, play some gigs.
Everybody needs a side hustle. I wonder if I could get the Shirley Jones, like blonde shortcut. That wouldn't work on me now.
I just watched that episode of The Nanny like yesterday when she found out she's pregnant with twins and she's like, what am I going to do with five kids? And then she has that little like epiphany that she can form the Partridge Family. She had the wig and they sang.
And I'm going right with you because you're pulling on a nanny reference. I mean, what shows have we talked about so far today? Scandal, The mm-hmm. Nanny. I'm like, can we bring in Friends, or is that just too basic for us now? Or can we bring in Sex and the City? Because we usually reference that too.
We do. I had to pause my Sex and the City binge so that I could watch The Nanny. As soon as The Nanny, well, they brought The Nanny in as a special birthday present to me. HBO Max put all six seasons of The Nanny on there on April 1st, which is my birthday. So I had to thank them by giving it the streams. So I'm almost finished and I'm going back to Sex and the City.
I love The Nanny. I remember this commercial I did back in like 96, 97 when The Nanny was still on. And I had to talk just like Fran Drescher. And I had to do, oh, Mr. Sheffield. I still do it. I love The Nanny.
I think about you a lot when I watch The Nanny. Just and sometimes she'll do like some mannerism or something like that. And it always makes me think about you.
Oh, always. It's the hair. It's the hair. Is. I haven't got to the point of wearing those shorter skirts yet, but give me time. Huh. I am working on these thighs, girl. I mean, I got the tummy where I want it to be. I got a little bit of a booty. I got some junk. I'm always going to have curves. I know I'm always going to have curves. But yeah, so yeah, give me some time, and then I will be rocking a Fran Drescher skirt. Oh, the shoes. Totally about the shoes. Totally.
Oh, that's perfect. Hey, Halloween's still a ways away, so we got plenty of time.
Ooh, I need me a Charles Shaughnessy, also known as Mr. Sheffield.
Oh, yeah. Start find somebody with that little patch of gray, and it could be put in. No worries.
But they have to be really good at a British accent, not a fake British accent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need a British guy.
Yeah, I need a British guy. Not no stupid secret agent, man.
British guys apply below.
Sure. So anyway, Twisted Todd will be on here probably in the next one or two episodes. He'll be on as a guest diva. We will be bringing Diesel back.
Yes, I can't wait.
And now, but he no longer works for us. I want to work it just to make sure. I need to get clearance to make sure we can have Diva Diddy back, because a lot of people are requesting Diva Diddy.
I'm requesting Diddy. Me,
I
personally.
He works for, hey, we talk about him all the time. He works for Thomas Creek Brewery now. He no longer works in radio, but he's their marketing guy. So maybe we have him on and we do a taste test. It's you can't do that on radio, but on a podcast, I bet you can. So maybe we actually go up to the studio and actually do a taste test right there. What do you
think?
I'll
bring my equipment and go to Thomas Creek.
You know what? Oh, my God. Let's do it. Okay. We have to find out whose account that is, because I am so for that. We totally can.
Yes.
And we can go vlog. And we don't have to do this double screen. We can be on the same one tasting. Oh, my God. Diva Diddy is back. I mean, I'm excited about Twisted Todd. And what I was going to tell you about Twisted Todd, I told him we're totally going to give a shout out on this. They are working on some live music. He said that he's 2 weeks past his last shot, so he's mm-hmm. fully vaccinated, ready to go. The rest of the band is too, and they'll be letting you know soon where you can hear them play. You are going to love them. So, I mean, everybody's like, oh, I want bands to come back. You know what? National touring bands, yeah, they're here. They're great. And yeah, we want them to come back too. But do you know where they all got their starts? Inside the clubs, inside the dive bars, jamming in people's backyard, jamming just wherever they can. So support local music, folks. Support them.
Yes, their band is so good. Their band is called Burn the Cynic, and I have seen them live myself. And I have actually seen Twisted Todd, and I are great friends. And I have been with him when he went on stage and performed with Skillet. And so, I mean, that I'm telling you, he's that good. When Skillet, the lead singer of Skillet, specifically says, hey, Todd, come up here and play this bass with us, you know that it's going to be awesome. And that was such a cool moment. I'm so thankful I was there to be able to witness that, because he was phenomenal. And the video is phenomenal. He sent it, like you said, out to everybody. So, of course, I watched it. And their band is great, really. So, yes,
exactly. And Twisted Todd is just an amazing man. I had the joy of doing their son. I did his newborn pictures where he's holding him up in the Planet studio. He's got on these little baby red chucks, and you can see the microphone in the background and his earphones on. It's precious. One of my favorite shots.
I remember it vividly. It's adorable.
I guess my message is support local music. Support the divas, too. Do you know how they can support us, Elise? Tell everyone how they can support us.
You have to subscribe to our super awesome podcast. So you can share it on your social media. You can comment. Give it a, if you see it up on Facebook, give it a heart. Don't give it a like. None of that. Yes, Facebook likes hearts. They're weird like that. They don't like the like button, but the love button they do enjoy.
Well, you know how I feel about the thumbs up anyway.
Mm-hmm, like me too.
If you're texting with someone or whatever, and you just like on the block of what they say, you do the thumbs up. That's polite. Like, yeah, I agree. But if you reply just a flat out emoji thumbs up,
no.
One step away from two fingers over, in my opinion. That is one of the most passive aggressive things you can do. That up there with the letter K.
Unacceptable. Mm-mm. Unacceptable. No, I hate both of those things.
I don't think my mom's being passive aggressive, but she replies with K all the time.
Mine too.
We've discussed this many times. We have the same mother.
Yeah.
Just different haircuts.
Yes.
Like, subscribe, share the Diva's Dish podcast. You can find it wherever you get the podcast. You can get it on the Odyssey app. You can get the Odyssey app if you don't have it on odyssey.com, or you can get it from magic989.com. Easiest place to get it. Just pop on to wherever you get your apps.
If you have an Android phone, pop over to Google, type in A-U-D-A-C-Y, download the Odyssey app. Or you can go over to the App Store. If you have Apple products like us, head over to the App Store and type in Odyssey as well. You'll pull it right up and you can find all of our podcasts right there.
Subscribe, share with your friends. I ran into a friend of my friends the other night, my friend Michelle, one of her friends, is a podcaster. He does a sports podcast and some other stuff. And so I liked his, and in turn, he liked mine. We both subscribed. And then he sent me a text the other day. He goes, "Oh my gosh, you guys are so funny." I said, "You should hear the stuff we can't hear."
Oh, that's the best stuff.
Join me weekdays, 3 to 7, magic989.com, as well as on the actual radio dial. That still happens for people, 98.9. Some people still have to say the point. We don't say the point anymore, but that's how you find it. And of course, you can find us on the Odyssey app. As Elise pointed out, A-U-D-A-C-Y, get it now at the Apple Store, Google Play, and make magic your favorite. And subscribe to the Divas Dish podcast. We'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.
An Odyssey station.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.